AP Sports, I'm Dave Ferry. Bills safety DeMar Hamlin is breathing on his own and speaking after having his breathing tube removed Friday. Hamlin joined the team's morning meeting by video conference on Friday. Bills coach Sean McDermott.
They stood up right away and clapped for him and, you know, yelled some things to him, and it was a pretty cool exchange.
Hamlin went into cardiac arrest in the first quarter of Monday's game against the Bengals. Meanwhile, the NFL has approved a resolution that could move the AFC title game to a neutral site. That would occur if both teams played an unequal number of games and could have been the number one seed. NBA. Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving led the Nets to their 13th win in 14 games, 108-102 versus the Pelicans. Durant had 33 points and 10 rebounds. Irving scored 19, including a deep three that put the Nets ahead 106-100 with 44 seconds remaining.
Our growth as a team is just seeing some of our leaders on our team, including myself, just be poised. And it's making a big difference.
Michael Luongo saw Zach LaVine lead the Bulls to a 126-112 win over the 76ers.
LaVine had 4 three-point baskets during a 21-5 third-quarter run that gave Chicago a 90-74 lead. He had a game-high 41.
You just fall into it. I'm confident with all the shots I take, but then eventually, you know, you make a couple in a row, you're like, okay. After that, it's, you know, just target practice.
Other NBA winners were the Pacers, Knicks, Hornets, Thunder, and Spurs, along with the Timberwolves, Heat, and Lakers. NHL and the Predators topped the Capitals 3-2. Craig Heiss was there.
Ryan McDonagh scored his first goal of the season with 3:16 to go in regulation. Thomas Novak and Yakov Trenin also scored for the Predators, while Kevin Lochinen made 30 saves.
The Panthers, Flames, and Blackhawks also won on ice, as did the Ducks and Jets. The Dodgers have designated Trevor Bauer for assignment. Bauer had been suspended for all of last season for violating MLB's domestic abuse and social assault policy, but he was never charged. I'm Dave Ferry, AP Sports.